We're going to get to a couple of love songs here because I haven't written many. It's like, what did you? You didn't write many. You don't write cheating songs.
No,
you didn't
not
write,
many at all. Hmm.
See, we both spent a lot of time in Nashville. Me being a little further down the back nine than Mac is. I was there earlier, and I had a little problem there because I couldn't quite fit into the mold of what they were trying to create out of Nashville. And I loved country music of Hank Williams and Merle Haggard and things like that. And I loved all those cheating, drinking, truck driving songs. And so I was frustrated one day, and I couldn't get anything going on in Nashville. And I thought, well, all these songs are very suggestive in nature, but I'm going to write one that just leaves no doubt in anybody's mind what we're talking about here. There was an irony to that. So this was inspired by observing a man late at night in a Marriott hotel in Atlanta, Georgia. Let's say it might have been your one lady of the evening from Belmont, Mississippi,
had
journeyed to Atlanta. Anyway, he was putting the moves on this woman, and she was just watching her clock. And I just thought it was an inspiration to write a song that would leave no doubt in anybody's mind what this was about. So I consider it a love song. And the little bit of time that I've spent in the great country of Australia, I think this is probably a great Australian love song. Some may agree, some may disagree. But we're going to put it out there. And this is love song one. And we'll follow with a love song two if we get that far. I'd like to point out that the other night in Brisbane when we were playing, I was attacked by a group of about 18 women who had driven up from Surfer's Paradise, and let's just say they'd had a cocktail or two. And they didn't politely request this song. These women demanded this song. I want you to know that this is an equal opportunity offending song. But ladies, if the spirit moves you, I really do appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. Lady comes up to me and says, you know, I got to tell you a story because my kids love your music. But I sent them to school one day with an album for show and tell. And she said, I forgot about that one song on there. And she said, well, she told the teacher, I don't know what my kid was saying because on Jimmy's record, he's saying this. Why don't we get lunch in school. I'll bring a little Vegemite sandwich. We'll eat it all, me and you. They say you are a spelling bee student. I don't think that's true. But why don't we get lunch in school? An Australian love song. Somehow I knew that would get to you. I did, you know.
Tender.
It's tender, right?
It's mighty tender.
It was throwing that little Hawaiian thing in the end. Boy, we just butchered that song, didn't we?
Let us stand up.
Huh?